This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris's rally in Battleground, Wisconsin last night virtually doubled the DNC for a few hours. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
An energized crowd of 15,000 that stood in line for hours greeted the top of the Democratic ticket at the Fiserv Forum.
Let us fight for the ideals we hold dear, and let us always remember when we fight, we win.
And Harris thanked the crowd for making her the nominee. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Western Wisconsin Democrats point out swing voters in the 3rd Congressional District hold the keys to victory in November from the State House to the White House.
In 2020, Biden won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes. He won La Crosse County by 10,000. We supplied half of the margin of victory.
William Garcia is chairman of the 3rd District Democratic Party. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he plans to investigate any future false elector schemes. The Justice Department has charged 3 people for the 2020 Republican false elector scheme. Call tells WISP Politics that anyone in Wisconsin who tries that again will be held accountable. A national group called the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee promises to spend about $50,000 to help Democrats win state house races in Wisconsin. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer tells the Journal Sentinel that Joe Sheehan in Sheboygan and Yi Lang Zhang in Wausau are 2 to watch. Harley Davidson says this week it's ending its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The Human Rights Campaign says the decision shows Harley doesn't care about equality in the workplace. People in Wisconsin have a new way to check on the water quality of lakes and rivers. The Department of Natural Resources launched the Wisconsin Waterway Explorer website this week. Most of the information there is already available, but until now, the DNR said it couldn't be found in one place. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two Rivers Police marked the 6-month anniversary of the disappearance of 3-year-old Elijah Vu with a social media post yesterday. Captain Andrew Ratt says they're still hopeful that they will locate him and are confident that the investigation will reveal the truth of the toddler's disappearance. Police used the same post to squash rumors that he had been found. While Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, have been charged with child neglect, no one has been charged with the child's disappearance. A bicyclist was sent to the hospital Tuesday afternoon after being struck by a car. The Oshkosh police say the woman entered the intersection of Highway 21 and Northwest Haven on her bike when she was struck by a car driven by a 62-year-old Oshkosh woman. Details about the bicyclist's age or residence weren't released. The investigation is ongoing and the driver is cooperating with police. Green Lake Sheriff's officials continue to search the waters and shores of Green Lake for a 44-year-old kayaker who was reported missing on August 12th. Since then, the man's kayak, water bottle, life jacket, tackle box, and fishing pole have all been found. His vehicle was located near the lake shore at Dodge Memorial County Park. Authorities are asking boaters who see something in the water to take a closer look, call 911 if warranted, and take a photo or get GPS coordinates. Featuring 47 acres of gardens, structures, architecture, and over 120,000 plants, the Green Bay Botanical Garden is a blooming asset on the city's west side.
When I walk outside every day, there's something new blooming. And even if you don't like flowers, or if you're maybe they're you like them, but they're not as much your thing, we've got concerts.
Linda Guskey is the Director of Education and Guest Experience for the Green Bay Botanical Garden. Visit their website for information. Titletown will host a Packers watch party when our team takes on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil on Friday, September 6th. The watch party is free to attend, however, pre-registration is required. The event starts at 5 with live music, games, sign making, and more. Food and beverages will be available for purchase. Check out our story on WISS.fm for a link to register for the event. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Brewers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis. Right-hander Frankie Montas pitched 7 innings, allowing the Cardinals just one hit. Manager Pat Murphy.
Frankie was great. He attacked the zone. Strike one was big. I don't know what the percentage was, but I bet it was really good. He's turned it up a notch, you know, and it's kind of cool. He gets it. Yeah, it's nice having his experience.
The series continues tonight. The Badgers women's volleyball team kicked off the season last night by beating Bradley 3-0 in an exhibition match. Wisconsin beginning the season ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, after missing most of training camp with a hip injury, the Packers' second-round pick Edgerrin Cooper is happy to be back at practice.
Best feeling ever. I think that was the longest I've been without playing football, so, and just missing out and stuff like that. So it was mentally tough. Sometimes things happen, but it's about being a pro. Just have to do what you could do.
As rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you need more reasons to dislike Gwyneth Paltrow, here you go. In a recent New York Post blurb about Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson breaking up or not breaking up, Paltrow, Martin's ex-wife, who he has 2 kids with, chimed in on her friendship with her ex-husband and Johnson, saying she adores Johnson but also understands people think it's weird because she just passed through it iteratively. Adding, what else can you bring in instead of being resistant to or being made insecure by? There's so much juice in leaning into something like that. What? Unfortunately, my Jenny P to English translator is down, but I think she's trying to sound intelligent. In much more down-to-earth news, Star Wars series The Acolyte will not have a season 2. Despite decent reviews, which include a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes, the fan base was completely divided, and the last thing we need in an election year are nerds throwing down. I can say that because I like Star Wars. Well, if you've already spent 3 hours in the theater watching the first installment of Kevin Costner's Horizon, American Saga Chapter 1, hoping to see the next 3 hours, Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 2, in theaters, you can't, because it was pulled due to low interest. The title doesn't help. But fear not, Costner fans. Chapter 2 premieres on Max Friday, August 23rd. Fearless comedian Eric Andre says he was racially profiled at the Melbourne airport in Australia. The star of his own show, The Eric Andre Show, in the film Bad Trip, was in Australia for a gig when he says he was pulled out of the security line to be sniffed by the dogs. He said this is not the first time it's happened and currently has a lawsuit pending against the airport in Atlanta for the same type of treatment. Those of you who are fans, I know what you're thinking, but Andre was fully clothed when the incident happened. You can track the trajectory for my addiction if you gauge my weight from season to season. Those are the words of Matthew Perry from his book Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Perry says when he was carrying weight, he was drinking, and when he was skinny, it was pills. And when he had a goatee, it was lots of pills. According to the New York Post, series producers Marta Kaufman and David Crane spoke to the Times of London about their process when they learned of Perry's addiction to drugs and alcohol. Crane said they asked Perry if he wanted to leave the show to deal with his substance issues, to which Perry replied, "No, this is really important to me." Perry said in his book that he estimates he spent roughly $9 million in an attempt to become sober. The late star also said that season 9 of Friends was the only season of the show he was fully sober for. Perry was found dead in his hot tub in October 23 from a ketamine overdose. His live-in assistant has recently been charged along with 4 others in connection to Perry's death.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.